Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hello.
How are you today?
Doing well. Calming down after the last hour.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Dougal. Mr. Dougal had Melissa on, right?
He did. Melissa Etheridge, Grammy Award winner.
I know. Was that cool or
it was
what?
Intense. He was beside himself. He like really couldn't keep his stuff straight.
Was she in the studio with them? Because they share kind of the same studio.
I think
studio.
She called in, but.
Oh, she called
in.
Okay. Yeah.
Still a good interview.
Calling in is still good.
Mm-hmm.
It still is good. Wow. Thank you, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I want to give a shout out for all of you that joined us over the weekend, for One the Event. You know, here's what I want to say about it. I don't want to take too much time up because maybe Dr. Friedemann Schaub can help me with this today. What I want to say about it is I got home Sunday after the main stage event. And so we had broadcast Friday, Saturday, and Sunday there. But also Friday, I was part of a panel Friday night with Lindsay Wagner, Ocean Robbins, and James O'D. And then Sunday, of course, I did the Radical Forgiveness moment with Tim Zoll and was part of the moment of love that was shared webcast worldwide. And at the end of the day, I kind of went home and Heather and I, you know, did a few technical things. But one of the things I got really clear about, and many, many people have said this about this weekend, is that none of us are really the same. We're not the same after it. And folks have asked me, well, what is not the same for you? And I've had a really strange time thinking of the words to say. All I know is that this event was transformative. And whenever that happens to me, I get called to even contribute in the world greater than I do now. And so I don't know what's going to come of it. I just know something will. And I want to give Eric Lawyer and all the folks that put this on an amazing shout out. All of those webcasts that were done by Peace TV and all the volunteers, everybody on my team. Stephanie was out there volunteering. She was all sunburned because I think Sunday was the hottest day. Wasn't Sunday the hottest day we've had?
Pretty warm.
It was warm. I was sweating. Lindsay Wagner did a powerful prayer. Master Shaw, one of the interviews, just was out of the box. And so it's so interesting that today Dr. Friedemann Schaub and I are talking about how to harness the powers of your consciousness part four, which is actualization. I find this fascinating. The Art of Taking Action with Dr. Friedemann Schaub of Cellular Wisdom. You know, we've been doing the series, and he'll explain it in a minute. But, you know, he is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. It is a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. But more importantly, I mean, he is someone that has said yes to an enormous path, you know, the soul's journey, to move beyond what everybody else thought he should be and step into this world where he helps others break through any kind of anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress, phobias, you name it. He is helping people do that. And so, you know, I was sitting in Dr. Schaub, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I was sitting in Dr. Darvish's office the other day, mm-hmm. and, you know, I was getting a treatment, and there was someone in there getting a treatment. And she was talking about her, she has a real phobia about, you know, going to the dentist and some other things. And I said, you got to call Dr. Friedemann Schaub. I said, because you don't have to live with that anymore. I mean, isn't that the amazement of the work that you do?
Well, I certainly am always amazed by what we are able to do with our consciousness. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't have to live with a phobia. You don't have to live with depression. But as you said, you know, at the beginning, if you feel something has changed inside of you, maybe you were moved by an event, or maybe you have just a new chapter in your life opened up. You became a mother, or you had to deal with an illness that really changed you profoundly. There is something about our consciousness that is able to grow into this new way of being, that is able to help us to really hone it and to own it. And the question is just, how do we take this energy and keep it going? How are we able to really have these amazing ideas that, for example, after this one event weekend, are just percolating inside of you, and how can you use them and put them into action? And that's often the biggest problem for people. You know, I see many people at workshops, and they, you know, go home and they feel like, you know, $1 million. It's amazing what they have learned. But then at some point, this energy fizzles out. Why? Because it hasn't put into action. So I really want to talk about how we can use our consciousness. That means our higher consciousness, our subconscious, and our intellect, our conscious mind, to really harness the mastery of taking action. Because let's say it, you know, frankly, that's why we're here for. We are not here to only have good ideas, and we're not here just to, you know, emanate wonderful energy. We are here to create, and we are here to take action. So let's take action and use our consciousness to do that.
Well, it's interesting we're talking about this today, because, you know, this guy, this Seattle firefighter, Eric Lawyer, do you know he put up his entire life savings for this?
Mm.
$250,000.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I met his wife, and I was standing next to his wife on the stage when we were doing this, and his little baby. And I was just so struck by how much support he had to do this. And he's 3 months ago this began. So it's not like he had a year to plan it. And people came to the table. You know, someone said to us, how much did you charge to do this weekend? And I said, charge? I didn't think of charging. I mean, never entered our mind.
Right.
You know, I mean, for me, there was something to do. And most of the time, it was staying in the moment and waiting to hear what that is. Because, like, you know, anything of this magnitude that comes together is going to have, you know, a few glitches.
Right, right. Absolutely.
But there are consequences, aren't there, to not taking action. For example, in his case, you know, I can only imagine the consequence of not taking action.
Well, you know, there are different kinds of consequences.
Yeah.
You know, in his case, it may be a little bit different to, you know, those examples that are more common, which is, for example, doing something that makes your life better, you know, losing weight, you know, stopping some kind of addictive behavior, starting to work out, or, you know, doing that art piece that you really always felt was inside of you, but you never got around to really put it onto paper or, you know, sculpt it. And, you know, in his case, there seems to be also the inspiration from his spirit, from this very deep place. It's not only about instant or maybe, you know, longer term feeling better. In his case, it was really like a life's calling that he followed. And that certainly, you know, to use one of your favorite words, that's certainly one of those epic moments that you, if you don't listen to it.
Yeah.
That you will regret for the rest of your life. And there will be always a dark cloud hanging over you if you have this inner calling and then you just close your ear, turn your head, or avoid it following through. And I know that there are a lot of people who feel that there is some purpose they're here, a greater purpose that they want to pursue. But then again, putting into action seems just an overwhelming task. And now, I can only talk about myself in this regard for having an inner calling, feeling there's something that everything I have done in the past, you know, working in cardiology as a physician, working in research in molecular biology, and then, you know, doing Kundalini yoga teachings and so on. There was something inside of me calling, you have to put this all together and you have to help people in a complete different and new way. At the time of the calling, I didn't know how this will look like, but
I know, I didn't
either. I listened to that calling, and, mm-hmm. and I think that's something that's, you know, again, you have the calling, you hear it from your higher consciousness or from your soul or whatever you want to call it, but then following through, there are the glitches initially. You know, it's not the external glitches that are the problems, the internal glitches, and I want to talk about those.
Well, I think it's important to talk about those in that they're really showstoppers.
Right.
Those internal things, I mean, really, they're like... I know the first time that I bought my first hour of airtime in 2003 from Voice America. You know, I remember I bought it, and it was so clear. That was so easy to do. And then the opportunity for KKNW came up 5 days a week, a huge investment to say, I'm going to do this. You know, I don't know if our listeners know this, but all of us buy our airtime. Every station I'm on, everything you're listening to, buy airtime right now. And people have said to me, why do you still do that, Dr. Pat? I mean, why do you buy airtime? Why? Because it meets my goal of what the mission is. But when you're faced with making the decision to that tens of thousands of dollars towards your dream, right. That's where that inner voice just kicks your butt.
Right, right. Well, you know, and I always feel that it's something that when it comes to taking action has three show-stopping points.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back for break. Because I want to hear these three show-stoppers, because I bet I've done them all. You know, sat on the couch for a couple of years, so I know about that. Dr. Friedemann Chaub, How to Harness the Powers of Your Consciousness, Part 4, Actualization. You know, this is where the rubber meets the road. You know, if you've missed any of his series that he's doing on this, he's going to explain it in a minute. But actualization, what does that actually mean? And what are the three ways we don't take action? And then more importantly, what can we learn how to do so we move those forward? That's what he is going to take on today. And I am grateful for it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
You send me, let me know that it's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. I'm going to get a little help from him today. He doesn't know it. But I want you to know that if you want a free telephone consultation with Dr. Schaub, the best way to do it is to call his toll-free number, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. That's for a free consultation, because today we're talking about taking action. You know, this is really one of the final frontiers that we've heard in preparing for 2012. You know, many people say it's a time of consciousness. Other people say it's a time of consciousness in action. The whole idea of self-actualization was, you know, meant, especially in Maslow, you know, Dr. Friedemann, in Maslow's hierarchy or pyramid, mm-hmm. you know, many people thought that was so esoteric, but that's not what Maslow was really saying, mm-hmm. was he? Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are things that we aspire to do that we never do. But you say there are three ways we don't take action. So let's hear how many of these I'm doing.
Well, you know,
how many Benny's doing, too? Benny's a man of action, though.
Good. Well, you know, I think you had to learn that, too. It's one of those things that is just, you know, basically something we all can learn, but we have to identify where are those stoppers.
Yes.
And the first stop is, you know, obviously at the beginning. So there is, for some people, maybe a third or maybe even more than that of our population, a real big challenge for them to get started. So mm-hmm. they have great ideas, they are inspired, they feel called to do something. But getting started is really hard. And what it turns out for them to be often is that these people deep down inside are struggling with the idea of not being good enough. And so when you are, you know, having just the experience of having started or wanting to start something, having great ideas and having good intentions, but you just cannot put the rubber on the road, just go a little bit deeper. Don't only focus on that. Look at all different kinds of examples and really ask yourself, what is it inside of you that you feel you are not, that you want to be, but you feel like you can't be? What is it inside of you that you feel you can't be? This not being what you want to be.
Okay,
not...
can I answer that question in real time?
Yes.
Okay. So I coach a lot of people to finish their books. And, well, you know that.
Right.
I have a thing about writing mm-hmm. that I can't be a writer. Mm. So therefore, I don't start the book.
Excellent. Great. And so you already see that, you know, that is the direct example of not being enough to be a writer, or not being good enough to do that.
Right.
And it's very interesting. So when you realize that, then you can really also work with that root cause and see that by just identifying, so this is my bigger problem here, this is just not feeling enough, that once you resolved it, and again, you have to work with your entire consciousness, and this is what I help people with in these empowerment programs, then it trickles out into all areas of your life, and you're able to be what you want to be, because ultimately you're going to find out that what you already are fundamentally is enough. So you're coming from a complete different place. You don't have to prove yourself. You don't have to try to be this or that, but you know that you can, from that inner place of just knowing that you're enough, create anything that you want. So you're turning the tables.
Well, yeah, and it's the starting point,
yes.
Right? But then you get started, and I'm running into this now with my new website.
And then you stall.
Yeah.
And that's a second showstopper, where you do something, you begin something, but somehow you have a hard time to keep it up. And those people turn out to have the problem with doing what they want to do. They don't really feel that they're able to do what they want to do. So ask yourself, what is it what you want to do but you're not able to do? And that's an interesting question because...
That is an interesting question. Let's say that question again because I want everybody to hear this question.
What is it what you want to do but you feel like you're not able to do? And what happens with this question is you're realizing that while you are trying to achieve something, moving forward with your goal, you're running into a place of lack of freedom. So all of a sudden you feel you have to and you should. And it's no longer I choose to keep it up. It's no longer I want to complete this and move forward. It's a chore. It's an obligation. I have many clients that I give specific tools to work with, to stay in alignment, stay empowered, keep the momentum going. And at the beginning, they choose. They enjoy it. But at some point, they feel that they have to do it in order to stay healthy and to stay happy and to stay confident. And so that moment, the momentum turns against them because it's no longer I want to do this. It's I have to do it. And that's often for people just, in itself, something that stops them.
Oh, look, we're getting a call. This is probably somebody for the show. Well, the thing that I wanted to ask you about as well is this idea of stopping something. Okay, I want to stop eating chocolate. I want to stop smoking. Do these apply to those things as well?
Absolutely.
Because it's kind of like a little different thing, but it's the same idea.
Well, if it's to start creating or to start stopping something, it's
right.
The same thing. You take action. Now, it's a good question because often when we stop something, we are falling into the void of, so what am I going to do now?
Yes.
It's the same thing. You release, let go of an old way of thinking or feeling. Well, what do I feel and think now? So you fall kind of in a hole, in kind of a void. And in that vacuum, often you feel worse than you have felt before because at least you had something to hold on to.
Oh,
you had
man.
Some kind
Is
of
that
identity.
True? I know.
And so just having one part of your goals that you want to put into action to stop something, and the next part immediately following is to start something. So you need to start stopping, stopping smoking, stopping eating chocolate or whatever it is, but then start at the same time eating healthy or start at the same time, starting breathing meditation or, walk around the block once a day or any kind of things that you feel that is something I'm going to hold on to is really important.
I think this is so seriously important. I mean, I ran into a 15 or 16 year old over the weekend and glued to his, texting
right.
thing yep. on the phone, texting, right? Texting. And I said to him, what would happen if your cell phone dropped and broke right now? And he looked at me and he said, I don't know what I would do. I said, well, what do you mean you don't know what you would do? He said, I don't know what I would do. I said, well, you'd be here and be in the thing. He said, no, I have to do this. I don't know. What would be going on? How would I not get my messages?
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting.
Right. And that's certainly something when you think about it, it's a habit that's not necessarily the most healthy and certainly, distracting. But anything that you ever started doing, whether it's good or bad, at some point, you had to put it into action.
Yeah.
So we all know how to put things into action. This boy knows how to be committed. He's committed to his text.
He's totally committed.
He knows how to start something, and he knows how to follow through. The problem he has right now, and that's the third one, is how to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't know often the end point of our action. So we are starting something. Maybe we get the momentum going. And then keep on going. It's like a race where we don't see the finish line. And that's one of the biggest problems for people because they feel that they're never done. So there's always the next goal. Overachievers know that. They do something, they don't even stop to celebrate. The next goal is already made. So there is never really a bow around what you have started. And there is not the moment of really feeling good about yourself, accomplished, and feeling complete.
Oh, yeah, because, I know that you then go back and you beat yourself up.
Yeah.
And it's in the back of your mind all the time, Dr. Friedman. It's in the back of your mind.
Well, and they are looking. So the question people often then, you know, ask themselves on a deeper subconscious level, what is it what I don't have, or why can't I have what I want? So these people have often a problem with deservedness, that they don't know how to stop and to hone something, to own it, because deep inside they don't necessarily know that they deserve it.
Mm.
And so just really being aware of those three aspects, you know, whether you don't know whether you are enough, or that you can do what you want, or that you can have what you want, can already give you something to really chew on and to think about for the future, because you can say, well, next time I'm going to start a project, well, let's see which of those three phases do I struggle the most. Is it the beginning? Is it the maintaining? Or is it the completing? And then ask yourself simply the questions. Do I feel I am enough to do this project? Do I feel that I choose to do the maintaining process? Do I believe that I can own the results? And this way you can already create a foundation of taking action.
Well, we're going to talk about, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the root causes and, you know, how the conscious and subconscious and higher consciousness align to become masters of action. We also have somebody amazing calling into the show, talking with us here in a minute. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking about how each and every one of us can take action now to get doing those things that we thought that we'd never get around to do, and do them openly with a fun smile on our face and know that we have the confidence to get them done. Why? Dr. Friedman Chaub is in the house. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way, and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. .com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Were you aware of the fact that one of the healthiest and easiest ways to ending metabolic syndrome, which is a metabolic disorder consisting of high lipids, high insulin, and blood sugar disorders, is to optimize your vitamin D levels to well over 60 nanograms per milliliter? This allows your tissues to produce calcitriol, which is the most important steroid hormone in your body. It controls insulin levels, resulting in lower blood pressure, less tummy fat, and lower blood sugars. For more information, please visit my website at powerfuld.com.
Feeling ill? See Dr. Phil. That's Dr. Phil Cogler at Wellness One of Eastgate. If you're suffering from pain caused by an auto accident, a sports injury, or a herniated disc of the back or neck, or if fatigue due to stress is robbing you of your energy and vitality, you need to talk to Dr. Phil, a chiropractor who cares. The website is eastgate.wellnessone.net. Don't let another day go by in pain. If you're feeling ill, see Dr. Phil. Go to eastgate.wellnessone.net.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy. Peter is one of the original breath workers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I just jumped out at you right there, Benny. I was like, ah!
Time to time.
He's like, ah! So those of you that were listening this weekend, did you hear me sing a Diana Ross and the Supremes, I Hear a Symphony? I was breaking out of my shell. Thanks to Dr. Friedemann Chow, my very special guest today, helped me get over the phobia of I can't sing. So, yeah, I don't know what show that was that we did that in, but it was a very special moment for all of you out there. Welcome back, everyone. Dr. Friedemann Chow joining us here today. Yeah, this is about taking action. And, you know, I love this conversation because it's always been sort of mind-boggling to me as to my own nature and how I start things or think about things, especially early on, not so much right now. But I created Crust Busting because I was so immobile that I was going nowhere. And that's how that metaphor came about. Today, we're talking about actualization. We have a very special guest joining us here today, Heather Picken. Now, Dr. Friedemann is going to introduce her formally, but she is a breakthrough money marketing mindset coach for coaches, consultants, therapists, healers, and practitioner. So she's like the go-to person if you're like me and you're like, oh, okay, need a little help right here, just having a little problem writing the book, finishing the website, blah, blah, blah. But most of the time, what you want to be able to do is if you've got something that is fearful about it, and that's really where Dr. Friedemann comes in, you know, what are you afraid of? Why aren't you writing that book? Why aren't you starting that gym class? But Heather's joining us here today with Dr. Friedemann because they are going to cover some territory. Heather, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
Hi, Dr. Friedemann. Good to have her on, huh?
Yeah, Heather, thank you so much for calling in. And yeah, Heather, I just wanted to have you as a guest because, you know, you have experience as a coach yourself, but also as a person who has worked very hard on herself, which we all have to. And I wanted to ask you about your experience in regard to taking action. I think we got connected through the Dr. Pat Show, and you had some specific challenges that you wanted to go to the heart of it, to the root of it. And I wonder if you can share a little bit about those and how taking action and putting the rubber on the road helped you.
Absolutely. You know, first off, I would like to say the importance of working with someone is really critical for taking action. Like, that's step one, because a lot of times we can't get out of our own way. And with me being a coach, I love doing other coaching and mentoring with other people. So I was seeking out someone such as yourself to really help me with identifying some of those blocks that I actually was not aware of. And so my situation, I was kind of stuck, you know, a lot of personal issues going on in my life, not being able to communicate clearly in my relationship, not really standing in my own power. You know, it was a lot of my stuff. And that, of course, in turn affected my business. So I wasn't able to take action on the million things that you have to do in order to run a business like mine or any business. And that was just, oh, gosh, it was just such a sticking point for me. So, you know, imagine you've got relationship issues, you've got business issues, you're not able to take action. And that was also affecting my workout. So working out is very important to me. So I found myself being stuck. So I wouldn't push myself or I'd say, you know what, I'm not going to go to the gym today. Mm. So the work that we did together was just really amazing, you know, just really putting my trust with someone else and humbling myself, saying, you know what, I've been doing this and I can't take that next step. So you've helped me to identify some of those negative beliefs that were keeping me stuck on a very deep level. And so with that, you know, with the work that we did, you know, we kind of went step by step. I was able to get very clear with with some of the things that I wanted to do with my business. And what was really interesting, when this was all going on in the beginning, I was attracting very, I'll say, interesting client situations.
I totally get that, Heather. Oh, my gosh. You know, we were talking about that this weekend. But, yeah, interesting is a good word, right?
Absolutely. And, of course, I know I'm the creator of my own experience, and I thought, how am I attracting this? What is the lesson that I need to learn? And I was asking him, you know, gosh, this is going on. And so he was able to really pinpoint, you know, because you're having this issue, you know, this is what's showing up. And instead of really, you know, getting so, you know, at first, yes, I was emotionally charged. I'm not going to lie. But instead of, you know, taking longer to get through the situation, I was really that observer to say, okay, you know, what is it that I really need to work on and how can I move through this? So when I identified, and he helped me do that, when I identified, you know, really my own stuff that was keeping me stuck, it's allowed things just to free up and the situation's resolved. You know, resolved in you know, that client just no longer being connected mm-hmm. with me, which was fine.
Can I ask you a question, Heather, if you don't
yeah.
mind? Can you share maybe a little bit about one of the things that were was revealed to you? The reason I ask it is because, you know, I love the term interesting. I went through a phase of that myself. And every once in a while, you know, I'll have an interesting person show up. But I now know, you know, to really look at that carefully. What was the greatest aha that you discovered?
Oh my gosh. So this is pretty incredible. As we work on ourselves, we're in this area of personal development. It's like an ongoing process. And I knew this about myself. I knew that I had issues based on my childhood that I thought I cleared up, but there were still some things that obviously were not cleared up. So when we did a lot of inner work, what I realized that, like, at the deep core level, I had huge trust issues trust issues in general of not feeling safe because of growing up and seeing my parents fight all the time, and eventually, you know, they got divorced when I was in college. But that really affected me as a little girl observing this relationship that didn't feel safe. Now, in turn, that affected, of course, my business and, you know, my other relationships, you know, personal relationships that I was having, not trusting that things would be around. So, you know, that carries on over, again, to money, to other clients that you're attracting, you know, not being secure within your own self. So trusting is really one of the key things in taking that action. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of fear. So when people procrastinate, you know, I was procrastinating on a lot of different things, you know, I was just not taking that action. So he was able to really help me identify those things at a core level, those childhood issues, you know, really going back to what I witnessed as a child. And I never really thought about that as those core issues keeping me stuck and not being able to take action on certain things.
But that's one of those things that you can, you know, intellectually maybe know, but just knowing it is unfortunately often not enough. You know, that's what I think you also experience. We have to really go to the more subconscious in this regard and, you know, see it from the perspective of the subconscious, that there was still a part of you looking for potential threats or danger, and this not feeling safe was obviously, you know, for you at least from the subconscious perspective, continuously reinforced when, you know, these kind of clients came to you or when you had, you know, challenges in your relationship and so on. So that's, I think, was very powerful for you also to recognize. It's not about just knowing it. I really have to work directly with my subconscious to clear up this, you know, old belief and obviously find a new belief. And for you, I want to ask you, did you feel that before you did this work, you tried to control your circumstances more because you felt that's how I get safety, by really being more meticulous or vigilant? Mm-hmm. And is this now different for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, for me, I definitely identified that with before, trying to control everything. And, you know, it all goes back to trusting, learning how to trust myself, learning how to trust that inner guidance, or I like to call it inner coach, to walk me through the steps, and really having that knowing, if you want to say universe, God, creator, that everything, you know, will happen in divine timing as long as you let go and let it flow and you're in that kind of trusting space, which I was able to shift, you know, with the work that we did. It makes a complete difference. And even if I have those moments where, you know, and everyone has these, where you get a little stuck, I can go back and say, okay, this just means I need to be a little bit more trusting.
Right.
I need to look at the situation and take a step back.
Well, and that's about also taking action, which, you know, you mentioned several things. One of them is to be connected to that inner guidance and be inspired, which allows you to have the perfect pace to move forward. It's not, you know, this is something about maintaining and completing something. If you have a pace that feels right, that sometimes allows you to say, okay, stop, I need to recenter myself because I put all the attention and all this, you know, focus on something externally, whether it's a business or the relationship or whatever it is, and you lose yourself in it.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, what happens, and that's what you experienced, it really drains your energy, and it's no longer inspirational. It's something that becomes an obligation. So, like you said, you know, just really also listening, what is mine to do? And you wrote in an email, which I thought was brilliant, that you now realize when there is something just not flowing well, it's often a sign for you to actually not do something, but really in that case to recenter by going inside and just, you know, listening to, you know, what your feelings are, listening to that inner coach, listening to your higher consciousness, and then from that rejuvenated and realigned place, taking action. And that's really powerful.
Well, let's take a short break. Heather, if you please stay on the line, I want to finish this up because, you know, this is extraordinary. I mean, when you're an entrepreneur like you are and I am, getting stuck is not an option. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Friedman, with Heather, about this absolute way to take that breath and step into the full consciousness of taking action in a way that it is easy. You know, this is what the cool thing is, Dr. Friedman. Consciousness, when you're in that flow, it's not hard, is it?
It's not. Just getting in the flow sometimes needs a little adjustment.
That's why we go get Dr. Friedman Chow, my very special guest today. CellularWisdom.com is the website. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Me alone. These wounds won't seem to heal.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
None of us enter a marriage with the goal of leaving it. Divorce and separation is heartbreaking. Disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear are normal, even if the divorce is amicable. It is possible to divorce or separate with dignity and respect. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through a divorce with soul. You come to see the possibilities being created for you. You get to step out of your marriage and into a new relationship with yourself and your life. Contact them today at 617-328-7113 or by email at coachmonique@verizon.net and visit their website, soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Feeling ill? See Dr. Phil. That's Dr. Phil Cogler at Wellness One of Eastgate. If you're suffering from pain caused by an auto accident, a sports injury, or a herniated disc of the back or neck, or if fatigue due to stress is robbing you of your energy and vitality, you need to talk to Dr. Phil, a chiropractor who cares. The website is eastgate.wellness1.net. Don't let another day go by in pain. If you're feeling ill, see Dr. Phil. Go to eastgate.wellness1.net.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Yes, Dr. Friedman Schaub joining us here today. How to Harness the Powers of Your Consciousness, Part 4, Actualization, The Art of Taking Action. And it is an art. I mean, there is science behind it, but it really is an art to be able to do this and do this in a way that's easy. That's what I was mentioning before the break. And Heather is joining us here. Heather Picken joining us here now. You know, there's the doing that seems like agonizing. You know, it's like, I just cooked this big meal, the dishes are piled up in the sink, oh, I gotta do them. You know, there's that, and there is the, oh, I think I'll put on my iPod and just rifle through these dishes. But it's hard to get from one to the other, right, Heather?
Yes, I agree.
Well, you know, what I find is, in this case, with a starting is very, very helpful, is to work in, you know, especially that I feel there is a mountain to do and I don't know how to, you know, even begin with it, to really work with your subconscious. You know, consciously we can make plans, and it's certainly helpful to not see only the mountain, but see the little stages that it takes to actually climb that mountain. So you could say with the dishes, okay, I'm only going to do the cups, or I'm only going to do the knives. So these little, you know, we call it chunking down momentums, are certainly helping you. But subconsciously, it's important to also tap into the feeling. Just looking at those dishes and feeling, oh, you know, that is just really weighing on me, and being aware of the pain. And then closing your eyes and seeing the entire kitchen being, you know, clean and really looking great. And, you know, maybe imagining friends coming and admiring it or whatever that makes you feel good. You have two very powerful resources that you have tapped into. There's one resource that nudges you and kicks your behind a little bit. That's the pain. And the other one is the one that pulls on your heartstring and moves you forward and said, you know, that feels good. That feels like an accomplishment. Very, very powerful just to get started. But I think what I wanted to also talk with Heather about is just this realization that you can, of course, look for taking action as it's, you know, the means of your identity. That's what fulfills you. This is who I am. But at the end of the day, you fall into an emptiness because you realize, well, I'm actually much more than that. And when you, like you, Heather, found out, really are more centered with yourself and you really do things not to heal the wounds of the past or not to outdo the lack that you have perceived you may have had, but really come from that inner place of being aligned with yourself, isn't it a complete different way of taking action?
Absolutely. I know before I was looking for other people's approval, which, you know, a lot of us do, especially women, you know, we don't want to rock the boat.
Right.
And it was really empowering to be like, you know what, this is who I am. And because I know who I am and I've worked on that, it's okay. It's okay to rock the boat. It's okay if, you know, people aren't going to like what I say or what I do, because when I know when I come from that place of, you know, really it's a place of love and empowerment. I can do no wrong, and things will unfold the way that they need to. So I think that's what it really has taught me, that, you know, I don't have to look to the approval of other people. So when you are true to yourself, it really is much easier to take action on the things that you would absolutely love to do, you know, especially like if you have a business, if you're an entrepreneur, instead of people telling you, oh, that business will never work, especially you get in this economy, you stay true to that and you take the action, the people and the resources will show up.
Right, right. Well, and I think what's really wonderful about this is that, you know, you also notice that this covers your original concern, the deep subconscious concern about I'm not safe. Because if you do all those taking actions, speaking up, and just really being true to yourself, you feel safe. And safety is no longer dependent on anybody else.
Well, we actually have a caller on the line that would love to chime in here, Dr. Friedman and Heather. So I love when people speak up and say, wow, need a little guidance. Because I'll tell you, I've been going 24/7 with the guidance thing here in the past month or so. Mr. Benny, let's go to the phones. Tammy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Tammy. What can I do for you?
Well, everything that you're talking about is sort of what I need some guidance on the action. Being true to myself, that's me, but I'm just sort of just seem like I'm going to a rut, not sure, lost. And so I was just, maybe you can help me or maybe guide me or give me something that can get me back on track. Does that make any sense there?
Yeah. Where do you feel you are the most stuck right now? Is it at the, you know, you have ideas, but you cannot follow through? Or do you feel like you have started something, but you don't know how to complete it?
I'm starting something, just creating just trying to make my home, just get our last, my life got back on track. I had some hard times there, and I've had struggles, and just trying to get myself back out of that and not think about the bad times or the hard times. Mm-hmm. And move forward. And I have a lot of goals and things that we want to do, and buy a house and things like that, but I just, it seems like it's just so hard, and I don't know where to go, and then I just get lost, and then I end up not doing anything. So,
well, you know, one of the things that I hear from you is that you have a lot of things that you feel weren't done, maybe because of the hard times, and you may feel a little overwhelmed by just really knowing, where do I actually start, because I have so many ideas and I have so many things that I feel should change. So what I would invite you to do is to consciously get really clear, what are those top 10 things that I feel would make the biggest difference right now? And you may be surprised to see, well, just cleaning up my bedroom already would give me the sense of there is one peaceful place in my house where I actually can sleep well and where I can see how it can look like when all the rest of my house, for example, is also in a good place. So I would invite you just to write those things down and then in your mind go through them and notice if you are envisioning already how those things would look like and feel like when they're done, where do you feel the most charge? Where do you feel the most excitement about it?
And Tammy, what I would encourage you to do is call Dr. Friedman. He has a free consultation as well. And give out that number.
Yeah, you can call us at 866-903-6463. And we can set up a time where we just talk about those things and hopefully can help you with that.
Yeah, Tammy. And here's what Heather, are you still there? Here's what Heather and I were talking about. We were talking about the fact that even Tammy, even what we do here, Dr. Friedman, too, we have people that we have to go to because we're no different than you are. We are not any different than you are. And, boy, I have been the queen of stuckness in my life. So please give Dr. Friedman a call. Okay, Tammy?
You know what I did? I already called and left my name and number on there, so I've already done that.
Excellent.
All right.
See, that's already taking action.
But I really thank you. The action that you took today is going to inspire thousands of people. Because you know what else you did, Tammy? You called into the show so we are all witness and can support you. along the way. I will hold the faith for you where you not may not be holding the faith for yourself.
Yeah.
If that's okay for you.
Yes.
And I really feel like that you already did something that got you out of stuckness, which is asking for help. And it takes a lot of courage just being aware of you being stuck and then saying, okay, I need help. You're already on your way.
Right. Dr. Freeman, give out your website and the phone number again. I know that phones are ringing here, so people want to know how to get a hold of you.
CellularWisdom.com is the website. The phone number to reach us is 866-903-6463.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio.